Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How can I help today?
Oh, yes. Hi, Ashley. My name is Flaubert Gomez. I am calling in regards to a couple of transactions that I saw were charged to my credit card that I did not authorize. I've sent an email a week and a half ago letting you guys know that these charges were unauthorized and asked for a refund, and this whoever replied said that I had that 14-day trial of some pills, and because I did not cancel, therefore that's why I'm being charged, but did not confirm whether or not they want to refund my money. Just simply told me that because I didn't cancel some trial for some diet pills. And so I'm calling in right now to dispute this, and I did not authorize this charge. I didn't place order for no diet pills. I mean, like, I'm 165. I don't think I need to lose the pounds at all. So,
Okay. Well, look,
yeah.
it's definitely not a problem. More than happy to take a look here and help out with what we can. Okay, let's start here if you don't mind. Can I have your name just one more time? I'm sorry. And also a good zip code I could search it under.
Yeah, my name is Flaubert, F as in Frank, Lobert, and my last name is Edmonis, Edmonis, and the zip code is 89113.
Perfect. Okay, thank you so much for your patience. And well, just for security on what I found, if you don't mind, and this is up to you, could you either confirm maybe a good matching shipping address or the last four numbers of the debit credit card our company would be billing?
Okay, my mailing address, do you want the full thing or just the what part you want, the zip code?
We can do just that street address. Just so we
Yeah,
can.
okay. It's 8025 West Russell Road.
Perfect. Alrighty, thank you. So yes, sir, this information, it did bring up both our elite keto, both a fat burner and a detox cleanser. I don't show any notations from our email team, but they would have explained just correctly. It was ordered on a trial basis, it seems. January for $5.97 and $4.97 shipping and handling for us to mail the products out. And you mentioned you didn't do that.
No. And I'm not sure like how and where this came from.
All of our orders, they're submitted solely online. So somebody would have had to have knowledge of your personal information, it seems, to place this order. Did you receive these products? Because I showed the
No,
shipping address as correct.
I didn't get any kind of price like that. As a matter of fact, I recently checked my credit on my FICO, and I've noticed that they have numerous alerts that my information was found on the dark web. And so,
Oh, what?
So I'm currently right now disputing some of these things on my credit as well. But this is something I just found, and seeing this. My email was hacked before. My Netflix account was hacked before, and Facebook. So I just don't know. But
That is crazy to hear. I've never heard something like that, but I'm sure that's got to be something to go through. Well, sir, I completely understand where you wouldn't have submitted this order, and we do take fraud extremely serious, being as again, all of our orders are submitted solely online. We'll do a full investigation for you, help you figure out exactly who submitted this order. With fraudulent use of your information, we would have to confirm it won't come back to you nor anybody else in your household. So you didn't do the shipping. Let me see. Let me ask, because you would not have been aware of our billings at all, like not the shipping nor the full price per our terms. you mentioned a dispute. Have you already asked your MasterCard company to investigate fraud on these billings? Or
I did. And then when I had initially emailed the customer service, and they just pretty much told me, well, you did a trial, so that's why you're being charged. So it kind of almost gave me the impression that too bad that you did, but we're recharging you and we're not refunding anything. So they didn't affirm that. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to go and let my bank know that. And I did the card that they used. Well, I did cancel that card. So currently it is under investigation.
Of course.
It's only been about 6 days right now. So maybe they may have already reached out. I'm not sure if they have or not, but yeah.
No, I don't believe they would. At least they haven't spoke with anybody here. I don't show any notations. But here's what we'll do then. Being as you've already asked them to start their investigation, again, we're happy to do ours. I'm getting everything canceled, so we cannot bill you nor ship you anything further, and this is effective immediately. Mm-hmm. I'm going to provide you with a cancellation confirmation. I would love to request that you have your bank or credit card company, rather, give us a call. And confirm that they can go ahead and drop their investigation. At that point, we will proceed with ours and we'll issue credits on this account due to fraud. Here's why I offer this. It is a guaranteed, if you wish to claim fraud, refund on all amounts on the account. If you ask your bank to complete their fraud investigation for you, it could go one of two ways. It seems, again, that somebody has knowledge of all your personal information. If they contact us to confirm the validity of this order, we'll provide just the information used that was submitted online. We would provide our tracking information that confirms delivery, and your bank basically completes a mock sign-up through our website to review if our terms of service are provided. If they in any way happen to deem our charges as valid, their temporary credit would be taken back from your account, and at that point, we can't refund. If they can go ahead and drop their investigation again, we'll start ours, and we'll get those funds back to you.
Okay. So then you want me to go ahead and call my bank and just tell them to cancel the investigation, and then you guys will probably provide me with the refund. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Almost exactly right. But after we end the call, if you would be able to, again, contact your credit card company, provide them with our customer support number, and have them call us to confirm they'll drop their investigation, yes, sir. We're more than happy to proceed with that fraud claim for you.
Okay. I will have them call you guys. Is there a specific number to have them call you or...
They can reach us back on this exact number you're speaking with me on. I will notate the account as fraud. Once they give us a call to drop their investigation, that representative who answers the line, you know, will already have the notations here to follow, and they'll know to start that claim for you.
Okay. Are you able to shoot me an email as well in regards to this conversation?
I'm so sorry. You said what, sir?
I said, are you able to send me an email as well in regards to this conversation that you guys will go ahead and if my bank agrees to drop the dispute, that you guys will do your own internal investigation and provide it for them?
I do not have manual email capability. Our system isn't set up that way. I can let you know we do have an email on file of FED. monis@live.com. Your cancellation confirmation should automatically be sent there, and I would also be happy to confirm that if you would like to jot it down.
Okay. Which you said you have not sent the email. Oh, they haven't sent the email. That cancellation email. Did you?
It's generated by the system. I don't have manual email capability,
okay.
So if you haven't received it yet, it may take a few moments.
Okay. And what did you want me to jot down?
The cancellation confirmation, just to keep it in your records.
Okay.
Okay. And it's the same for both items on this account. That number is C as in Charlie, D as in David, 3, D as in David, 5, 6, B as in boy, 7720.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's it. All right. I got that down. And what is the name of your company?
So I work for a third-party call center. I service a wide range of products, different services. This here is for the Elite Keto. The name on the bottle itself would have Elite Keto. One is a fat burner. The other is a detox cleanser. And yes, per that email, it's a dietary supplement. Both are to burn body fat, help you with weight loss.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then have them call this number that I just called into and to speak with you or to speak with whoever.
Yes, sir. I already have that notated. Once they give us a call to drop that, we'll start our investigation for you and we'll provide back those credits.
Okay. All right, I will have them call you guys. I'm not sure if they do that or not. Do they? I'm not sure if they bank number and call like that, or you just simply just provide. Yeah.
We any time a dispute has been submitted to assist the customer with getting credits back, we have all types of banks, credit card companies do call. I recommend. Try to get a hold of somebody in the dispute department. They should have no problem at all to resolve that for you.
Okay. All right. Then I will do that now.
All right. Sounds good. Anything else for you?
So once they do that, they call you guys, I will get an email that confirm that this account will be has been canceled and a refund will be processed.
Correct. That is right, sir. Once it's processed,
and
you'll get that confirmation.
What's the timeline, just so I can have a good idea?
For the email?
Well, for the cancellation that says that there'd be process or the refund and all that.
Yeah, well, you'll get the confirmation email for the refund once that's processed, but your cancellation, that should come through, I would give it maybe up to an hour. It is generated by the system. So once it picks up your account cancellation, it'll be sent out.
Okay. All right. I'll call them now. I'll let them know.
All right, sir. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a good day.
Thank you. All right.